I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Oklahoma was still reeling from the lingering effects of the Dust Bowl when Roy Schick and his family lived there. In 1947, Schick, along with his parents and younger brother, journeyed to Florida and visited a relative in Vero Beach.
This was the promised land. All this greenery, the ocean. 4 months later, my parents had sold or given away everything they owned, and we were living in Vero Beach, where there was a tremendous shortage of housing.
The Schick family finally was able to rent a small house at the old Naval Air Station at Vero's airport. The Navy base had trained pilots for service in World War II. After the war, the Navy turned the base over to the city. There was just a handful of homes there.
My brother and I were the only children out there. We had the run of the naval base, and we played in the airplane dump. That was really fun. We took instruments out. We took the control stick out. We just did anything we felt like doing out there. They had a fire station on the base. The fireman's duty was to watch primarily for grass and woods fires. My brother got to know him. His name was Gene Ledford. My brother, who was 11, would go over after school, and if they had a fire or anything, my brother was there. This great big fire truck had a water cannon. My brother would ride up on top of the truck with the water cannon, and Gene would follow along on the edge of the fire, and my brother would put out the fire with the water cannon.
Truly a volunteer firefighter. Now, you hadn't been in Vero Beach very long before you got your first taste of sulfur water.
Yes, some people who lived down on the Dixie. And
now, when you say down on the Dixie, what are you talking about?
Old Dixie Highway. They invited us, I think it was after church, to have dinner with them.
And when you say dinner, you're talking about noontime.
Yes, yes. There was no such word as lunch in those days. It was a very nice fried chicken dinner, but we had iced tea made with sulfur water, and I'm telling you, I can still remember trying to be polite at the table with my mother glaring at me.
For people who have never tasted sulfur water, how do you describe it?
I've heard that described as rotten eggs. If you lived outside the city, you had sulfur water. You had a flow well. There was no electric power or anything. Underground pressure just sent the water to the top. Artesian water, I guess, would be the formal name for it, but everybody just called it sulfur water from the flow well. It was never called artesian water until the Yankees started moving to Vero Beach.
As you were growing up, you had some odd jobs. You cleaned offices and businesses while you were in high school. Helped at an ice plant when the ice plant was making the transition to refrigerators.
I cleaned Mr. Ehrman Sr.'s offices. He was the major owner of the Citrus Bank. He owned the ice plant, and we had ice trucks. But Mr. Ehrman saw that electric refrigerators was going to be the coming thing, and it came fast. One day, Mr. Ehrman decided to rearrange the refrigerators where he was selling. He sold Crosley's and something else.
This was at the ice plant. He started selling refrigerators along with ice.
That's true, out of his office. He asked me to help him move refrigerators one day. I was a kid of 14 years old. He cautioned me, said, "Now, Roy, be sure don't lift up from the front because that puts all the weight on me." We had no dolly, no anything. Mr. Ehrman and I just, through sheer force, moved the refrigerators around.
How did the refrigerators sell at first?
It didn't take long for the ice delivery business to go south as people bought refrigerators.
Now retired from business, Roy Schick grows roses. He shares the blooms with hospital patients, nursing home residents, and parishioners and staff at his church, Christ Church of Vero Beach. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.